Hi, I'm Zuby from Magic with Zuby, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual host. Check out all other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to ignite with episode number 132 of Better Podcasting? This show, we ask, what is the mission of your show?
In this week's Better Podcasting Download, we talk about the future business of podcasting.
And finally, in this week's Better Pod Back, we get some heat from loyal listener Johnny Pennington.
Well, actually, you did. And technically, it was last week, but we ran out of time. Lauren, start the show now.
Welcome to Better Podcasting, a show where we talk about podcast tips, tools, and best practices to help you succeed with your podcast. What makes us different? Well, just like you, we podcast purely out of the love and fun of it. Podcasting is our hobby, and we recognize that it's yours too. We always encourage your questions and feedback, and you can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. Here's your host for the show, Stephen John Drew and Stargate Pioneer.
Welcome to episode 132 of Better Podcasting. I am Stephen John Drew, and with me, of course, is the wonderful Stargate Pioneer.
Hello, everyone. And if you are in America, happy Memorial Day 2018. Yes, it's the unofficial but official start of summer. So, yay, wow. We're in summer months.
That's crazy. And you know what else happens in the summer months? TV ceases and all sorts of things calm down, which means that more people have a chance to save your podcast and then send us, of course, a How I Saved My Podcast story like we got last week. So this week we're back with another How I Could Have Saved My Podcast story. And if you want to actually tell us how you did save your podcast, please do email us. You can email podcast@betterpodcasting.com and send us a video clip like we had last week, or an audio clip, or just an email. But in the meantime, we will make sure to tell you about ways that you can potentially have saved in, you know, that's in, past tense, how you could have saved your podcast, because we want to make sure that we're all brainstorming.
Right. So what we have for you this week is a special treat. And this is a special treat because I've been listening to these ladies since the beginning of time. Well, not the beginning of times, but pretty much since I first got an iPad or an iPod. And that is the Anomaly podcast. And right now they have Jen and Angela on it. And I was listening to their latest episode that came out. And you know what? Let's just play the clip of what happened, shall we?
Sure. Should I pretend that we have some music that kind of sounds like we're going into a flashback?
Works for me.
Are you watching Jessica Jones?
I couldn't finish the first season because I started having nightmares. And so
it's hard to watch.
I hadn't started again.
Uh-oh, you dropped out. Angela? Oh, crap. I don't remember where we were.
I don't either. Should we explain?
Yes, we should.
To you, it was about 3 seconds ago, but to us, it's been a week because my internet decided to just go out while we were recording and we couldn't finish the show last week. And so now here we are.
A week trying to remember where we left off.
We traveled through time after, and it was kind of a hard week too, just random stuff. If I told you the story, you would laugh at me because it sounds ridiculous. Have you ever had weeks like that, people?
Yes.
You know, where like, if I told you, like, it doesn't really sound that big of a deal, but it totally was. Or even at the moment, especially, it feels like more of a big deal. So anyway, just so you know, we're people and that happens sometimes. So here we are and we're very happy, but we're very tired. So please bear with us.
Okay. We were touching on Jessica Jones. I am all caught up.
I watched the first half of the first season and it's so good, but it gave me nightmares, which I know I've talked about on this show. And so I just couldn't continue watching it.
So thank you very much, ladies. I actually reached out to them and I asked if we could use this clip. It was from a very cool episode that they did It was Netflix original shows you should be watching. And I guarantee you, if you have Netflix and you're looking for shows to watch, go ahead and hit this episode up over on anomalypodcast.com. And I reached out and I asked for permission, and we actually received an email back from Jen, and I'll just read a portion of it out here now. She said, it was actually Angela's internet that failed. I think there was a storm in the area the week we started recording the episode. My theory is that it damaged her router, so there wasn't much we could do other than to get together and record in the same room. We only live about 20 miles from one another, so we could have, but we're a lot busier than we used to be. Back when we started Anomaly, 12 years ago, we weren't moms and our careers weren't as demanding. We're super boring now. Ha ha ha. I'm the one who edits Anomaly, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to sound quality. We use Cast to record this these days. By the way, that's TriCast with CA.ST. We use Cast to record these days. Each of our voices is recorded locally on our machines through the app and uploaded on separate tracks to the Cast website during the call. I really like it. We've been using it for about a year, and I think it has greatly improved our audio quality. For a while, we used Skype when we couldn't meet in person, but I had a hard time tolerating the noise and audio distortion that often plagued our calls. Blah! Jen, thank you very much for that email. Thank you very much for allowing us to use the clip. And okay, so this is how I could have saved my podcast. So we're going to go into a few things here. First of all, my take, ladies, 12 years of podcasting. Congratulations. Our hats are off to you.
Absolutely. That's
some amazing content over the last 12 years. So if you haven't checked them out already, go to anomalypodcast.com and check them out. And oh, by the way, I would so love to record in the same room as my co-hosts. I've mentioned it before, but I'll mention it again. The first time I recorded a podcast, I did so in the same room as the four other co-hosts, including your brother, Steven. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. And I would really like that again, but it's just not possible with us living all over the country or all over the continent, actually. So no, we're not going to be in the same room. So first of all, I'm jealous, ladies. Second of all, using Cast seems to be a great way to go, but as we've been saying over the last few episodes now, right, Steven, that mm-hmm. we would advocate a hardware backup recorder, right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the ways that you could have saved your podcast. And I will say this, that yes, it's great to have all these tools. Yes, it's great to be able to get good quality recording, but if you had a hardware recorder, at least you could have continued. Yes, that week would have been a little bit off with your process, but what you could have done is if you each had a hardware recorder, you could have just double ended and at the end put them together. And you know, I know you said you had no internet, and so you're saying, Steven, how would we have talked? Telephone, pick up the telephone and just have a little bit of a call, throw in some earbuds to that cell phone, and you'll be able to communicate through the earbuds but record through your good quality microphones into your hardware recorders. So that's how I would have saved my podcast in that story. And we actually were set up a long time ago, early in the days of Better Podcasting, to do a show kind of like that, because I was out of power and I had enough battery that I was going to be able to do it. And then the power came on last minute. So absolutely, it's totally plausible to do that.
You can also use Ringer. I mean, if you have smartphones, you can go back and forth and use the app Ringer. Of course, it costs a little bit money, but if you had to get a show out, that would be a way to do it. And since the ladies were only 20 minutes apart, even if they recorded on their SD cards, they could have actually physically exchanged the SD cards and or the files basically on a USB drive or something like that and gotten it back and forth and gotten that show out on time. Hey, but guess what, Steven?
What?
Sometimes the best way to save your podcast is exactly what Jen and Angela did, mm-hmm. and that is just wait a week.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. We've done that before. We've had that exact scenario happen. So that's a great clip. We really thank you for sending that our way. And it gave me some awesome music to dance to at the beginning of Better Podcasting. So let's go ahead and talk about your mission of your show. Hint, our mission involves helping you. So this might sound a little bit familiar to you because we've covered this before. In fact, episode number one was actually to do with the topic and hit home how important it was for a successful show. And this plays sort of similar to that. Your show needs a plan. three guys or three girls just talking in a bar or college dorm or, you know, in Jimmy or Jenny's basement, just about life, it's not going to work so well, and it's probably not going to get a ton of downloads. Will it give you an experience on how to do a podcast? Absolutely it will, but you're probably never going to get that 100,000 downloads, or 1 million if you're SP, that you're striving for.
Or according to Jenny Pennington, billion. You know, we're at the billion mark, according
That's true.
To Jenny Pennington.
That's true. Yeah.
So actually, we at Better Podcasting advocate crafting a plan for your show. We've talked about this before. So what is the purpose of your show? What are the goals of your show? We've talked about both of those before. And what do you want to gain from your show? And what sort of metrics do you want to track to see if you are getting there? Hint, it's not always downloads. So these questions, when answered, should help direct each individual episode's purpose, message, and desired result. Now, mission can be defined as, quote, and this is from the dictionary, I actually opened a book and copied this.
Book? I've got a Kindle. I'm not sure what a book is.
It was book, but then I went to dictionary.com and confirmed that was currently the definition.
Perfect.
It said, a strongly felt aim, ambition, or calling. So that is what we are defining as mission for your show. A strongly felt aim, ambition, or calling. And that's the definition of mission we'll be using during this episode. Now, what is the overall strategic effect that you wish to achieve by producing your show? So in this segment, Stephen and I will run down some podcast missions and try to help you define or redefine the missions for your podcast and ultimately help center your podcast content creation. So Stephen, as I mentioned, mission is really the purpose of your show, right?
Absolutely. And your podcast mission will be the driver for everything that you do to do with your show. Everything about your show, whether it's prep or recording, editing, promotion, should be able to answer the question, does this activity support the mission of my show? If it doesn't, you either need to reevaluate your show's mission or what you're doing and how you can make sure that your mission applies to it. Sometimes it's both of those things. And is the mission something that you do for yourself or for others?
So are you doing this show for yourselves? And if you do that, you know, feedback really doesn't matter. What matters is what you're accomplishing of the mission of your show. You know, are you having fun? Are you accomplishing the time that you have with friends? Ooh, I just thought of something, Stephen. What if NBC's Friends started a podcast?
Do, 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 do. Sorry.
That's totally okay. So maybe you like researching trivia. Maybe that's for you. Or maybe you're just learning how to podcast. And for me, that was actually Voices of Defiance. That is how I learned how to podcast. I started a podcast specifically with the goal to learn how to podcast and then talk sci-fi too. So it had a couple of missions there. But the primary mission, as far as I'm concerned, was learning how to podcast. Or, and this is something we don't usually talk about on the show, but we'll have to mention it here, since if you're listening to us, this might be you. Are you trying to get paid? Is this for money? Are you trying to earn money for your podcast? So as long as you're accomplishing those things, you should be good. So are you doing, this is the flip side, are you doing the podcast for others? So if you're providing valuable content or services, that could be a mission of your show. Are you wanting to build a community? That could be a mission of your show. Do you want to entertain others? I mean, are you a performer? Do you want other people to laugh? Now, if that is the case, there are some considerations. Like before we were saying, if it's for you, you don't care about feedback. Well, feedback might be important in this sort of podcast if you're doing it for others. Also, audio quality is probably going to matter to you because it has to be listenable to your audience. A consistent release schedule generally performs better with an audience. And if you are doing this, you're going to want to prepare content in advance. You're not going to want to grip it and rip it because then the content won't be as good. And oh, by the way, after you get all the recording and preparation and editing and publishing done, you're going to have to promote your show because you want it to get out to other people. So these are things, considerations that you have to do if the show is for others. So that's a primary consideration, is the show for you or for others? Now, we have some examples here that we're going to go through, and then we're going to sum it all up. So, Stephen, you want to start with the first one?
Sure, absolutely. The first one, let's give the example of the mission being to have fun. Well, the goal would be to laugh, feel good about yourself, decompress from work, just other general enjoyment. What you might gain by that mission is that you're going to feel better about yourself and your life, of course. And ways that you can track the success, or metrics, if you want to call it that, is, are you finding yourself in better moods from podcasting? Are you smiling more? Are you looking more forward to podcasting each week? Or is it the reverse, where you're just loathing the idea of doing a podcast? You're feeling like you're stuck in this circle. If that's the case, then it's not landing with your mission. So that would be, again, your mission being to have fun.
So maybe your mission, as I mentioned before, is to build a community or find like-minded people. That seemed to be something from podcasting from about 10 years ago that still is pervasive today. And the examples of this are, if you're interested in certain entertainment content, such as TV shows or movies, or you're just interested in general geekdom, maybe comic books, something like that, or political ideology, maybe religious ideology, something like that. So if your mission is to find like-minded people and build a community, this would be your mission. Okay, so the goal on this mission would definitely be to obtain feedback and then have your audience interact not only with you, but with each other, because you're trying to build that community. It's not just you, it's everybody that listens to your show that you're trying to build. The gain from this mission would be that you are finding people to interact with you on your selected topic and sharing of creative or interesting facts or ideas or religious ideology or political ideology. Anything along those lines would be the gain there. And if you were to try to track your success, the metrics that you would try to pull from that to see if you're doing a successful job with your podcast would be to gain subscribers. Because if you, the more subscribers you gain, the bigger the community is. Number of followers on social media accounts, the number of feedback interactions back and forth, and the subscriptions, or the number of people that have accounts on your forums or your Discord channels or Facebook communities, wherever you have decided to build the hub around your community, how many people are in that. And here's another one that we don't talk a lot of. I mean, we talked about it a little bit in the past, but in-person meetups, how many in-person meetups you have. They don't have to be big. They can be isolated. They can be just a couple of people, or they can be hundreds of people. You can meet just with your small group, or you can meet as a small group in a bigger, like San Diego Comic-Con. There's a big one, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of geeks go to San Diego Comic-Con. And if you happen to have a podcast on, let's say, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you would want to meet other Marvel fans somewhere, so you can have a little meetup for your fans, either in the convention center or maybe the gas lamp district right next door to the convention. So those would be your metrics for a successful show along there. And as long as you are doing as well as you set out in your goals or better, then you're doing a good job with your podcast.
By the way, while we're talking about the meetup thing, I got a great example of a small community, a small podcast doing this. Is there's this podcast, they really kind of meet twice a year. And what it is it's a podcast called SP's Seasonal Facial Hair Podcast. Mm. And what it is twice a year, him and his podcast groupies, we'll call them, get together to either shave or grow twice a year.
Does this include the ladies too?
What? I don't know. I've never been. I've had a beard the entire time we've done Better Podcasting. Yeah, so right. I don't know.
You're a single season sort of guy.
Absolutely. Here's another example. Maybe your mission is to tell captivating stories or just be entertaining. Well, the goal would be, of course, being creative, crafting interesting stories, whether that's fiction or nonfiction, entertaining others, and having those, quote, driveway moments. We've all heard that term before. Now, the gain, of course, would be a final published product. Maybe you end up having a live performance, you have interviews, or just notoriety, right, SP?
That's right. This is the sort of thing that you want to do to create interest in fact, word of mouth, and to get your entertainment out there for other people. You want to share. You mean you're creating something to share with other people. So if that is your final goal here, then that's what you need to do. Now, the metrics for this, again, would be subscribers to your podcast or downloads and positive reviews, because you want to generate that social media good feeling about your product, feedback from your listeners, and just general follows on your social media account so you can have those interactions and share your entertaining, captivating stories with other people.
Our next example we have is kind of the opposite of what it is here at Better Podcasting. And maybe your mission is just to, you know, help others and make the world a better place. That's opposite, right?
You're trying to take down podcasting one hobby podcaster at a time, aren't you, Steven?
Well, we've talked before many times about how podcasting is so addictive and it takes a lot of your time. So really, those of us that are helping the podcast community is making the world a worse place because we're all subjecting ourselves to all of this extra work that we don't need to do. So, you know, that's the way that it is, right? No, I'm just joking. But your goal in this might be, of course, to help other humans, or maybe not humans. You know, you might have something that is to do with like animals. So yeah, you might be just helping helping something or somebody. Your gain, of course, would be a better society or a better planet or just better culture. And ways that you can track the success would be maybe you find that your charity is supported. Maybe you end up having an increase in volunteers if that's the case. Maybe you're even making a breakthrough in research or just finding that you're helping a certain amount of people and you're seeing that happen. You hear about this all the time. People even with something like a weight loss podcast, they get emails that says, hey, you helped me. You inspired me to lose weight. That's a great example on how you're helping that person.
Another mission for your podcast would be an informative podcast or to try to educate other people. And you, our friend Cody Gaw has a podcast like this with curiosity.com. That's a great informative podcast. So the goal would be an outlet for news and commentary if you're doing that sort of thing, or maybe you're teaching a new skill or just imparting a piece of knowledge to other people for those that just love general trivia or to make their lives better. So your gain there would be that your listener has gained knowledge, maybe is a better person because of it. Your metrics to define the success to this would be, again, to define the number of subscribers, maybe the number of followers on social media so you know that people are picking you up, and definitely information that listeners have provided back to you, and maybe a debate or discussions about the facts or the stories that you have actually imparted on your podcast. That would be the metrics to success with that sort of a show.
Absolutely. And our last example is one that is near and dear to Stargate Pioneer. So I'll let him talk about this one.
Look, folks, I would love to make money with my podcast, but I realize that I'm doing this for fun and the topics I cover aren't really mass level topics. So not really going to get there from here, but the mission of your show could be to make money. And if that's the case, the goal is definitely to bring more money in than out and may possibly even make it your career, you know, stay at home, earn enough money to stay at home. And then if you want to describe the gain to this, you're talking about financial wealth or enhancing your sales of your product or your service that you're offering. And the metrics to define the success for this would basically be, are you making X amount of dollars that you decided you wanted to make? You'd have to define what that is before you start. So that would be a metric. And again, if you're trying to do this, you want to hit numbers, basically. So out of every 100 listeners, somebody's going to buy something at some amount of dollar level. So you are tracking subscribers and downloads and followers to your account. So this is how to define success on how to make money. And Steven is holding some of his Canadian Monopoly money up on the screen. If you want to go over to youtube.com/gonnageek and hit BP number 132, you can see his funny money that I don't believe is actually real.
I printed it on my inkjet. But really, your mission is going to impact your podcast. It impacts everything that you do and how you do it. And most importantly, why you do each podcast activity. This is something that you really should try to define this mission and really evaluate things every time that you touch something to do with your podcast and see whether or not it does play a part of your podcast mission.
And it, you have a mission for your podcast. We want to know, what is your mission for your podcast and how you track your goals? What do you consider gains? And what are your metrics to see if you are actually getting there or not? And if you have those, please let us know what they are on Twitter. @BetterPod is our Twitter account. Over on Facebook, you can talk to Steven at facebook.com/betterpodcasting. Or you can email both of us at podcast@betterpodcasting.com.
And you can always watch us record live when we record live, which is usually Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at www.geeks.live, like this week where we had guest 491 say, "My mission is to tell Steven why he is inferior to Stargate Pioneer. I like Stargate Pioneer. He is the best." That looks very familiar. All right, let's go ahead and get into the Better Podcasting download. Here we go.
Welcome to this week's Better Podcasting download.
We ended the main segment on money, so let's talk a little bit more about money, right? What is the future business of podcasts? Now, yes, we are a hobby podcaster show here, and we've mentioned before how even though you might not be looking to make money, it's important to pay attention to some of these things because it shapes the industry, and you kind of got to know which gaps to fill. And once again, Reddit guru Stargate Pioneer, I believe that he is now like co-owner of Reddit, found a Reddit article.
I would not want to be co-owner of Reddit. Think of all the time that would have to go in there. Ooh, I would hate to be Zuckerman too. Facebook, that sinks a lot of time. Anyway, so the article, the post that was posted a couple of weeks ago was titled "The Future Business of Podcast?" question mark. And I key in on this sort of thing because I want to see how the podcast industry is changing for the hobby podcaster. And it was nice to see that this article came up from somebody outside of our sphere. And you can get this article, by the way, at geeks.link/futurebiz, and biz is spelled B-I-Z. So you got to get in your business.
We're cool here, right? We're cool.
Right. Well, maybe Steven is. I don't know about me. So the future business of podcasts, and the post started off with, "What's up, podheads?" Podheads. I've never heard of podheads.
Wow. I am so glad you repeated that it was pod with a D. P-O-D heads. Sorry.
Yeah, P-O-D.
Just make sure. Okay. All right.
I've not heard that, but have you heard that before, Steven?
I live in British Columbia. I've heard of something very similar to the term podhead, but definitely not podhead. No.
So there you go, folks. Podheads. All right. So the Reddit folks over on the podcasting Reddit this is not podcasting subreddit. This is podcast Reddit. That is why this term is there. This is not the finely curated form of podcasting subreddit as Bang Naughty's Bits would do. Anyway, the post starts off by saying, "What's up, podheads? It seems like everybody and their drunk uncle has a podcast nowadays, but does anyone notice how often they meet people who have never listened to podcasts? The median has exploded in the last 3 years or so, but as Tim Ferriss noted on a recent, fairly recent episode of his cast, podcasts have really just cracked the surface of its potential as a dominant form of media." There's an ominous tone. Dominant form of media. The post continues, "As podcasts become more popular and big business sees profit potential in them, what changes do you see happening in the business of podcasts? For example, one of my favorite podcasts, Dissect, is now offered as a Spotify original. It will be released exclusively on Spotify for the first 2 weeks before it's available everywhere. To me, this seems more like Spotify coaxing podcast listeners to move to Spotify rather than introducing Spotify subscriptions to podcasts, which means big companies are seeing the power of podcasts to generate loyal customers. I think we will see a lot more podcasts being brought out by streaming companies to be offered exclusively on their platforms. I think we will also see a lot more podcast networks building their own apps where the roster of podcasts will be exclusively available on their platforms at a monthly charge. Capital G, little A, capital S, so Gas Digital is making a similar business move this month. I'm afraid we may also start to see what is happening with YouTube happen in podcasts, where advertisers are pulling support for certain content creators due to a controversial statement that the outrage mob has a panic attack over, which will lead to more podcasts being behind Patreon paywalls when they start to lose revenue. In the beginning, podcasts were free and seen as more promotional tools for comedians, musicians, bloggers, etc. to draw in new fans to what was considered their real content, which were shows, albums, books, etc. Now it seems podcasts are becoming the main content and source of income, i.e. Guys We Effed, which is a successful podcast by a couple of women comedians. and it's not effed. There's an actual swear word in there that I've self censored out. Anyway, what sort of changes do you guys see happening as the medium grows? I was like, oh, I am so all over this because this is what I get into for hobby podcasters. So I responded. I actually brought up some additional facts from the Infinity Dial 2018 report and said that podcasts haven't exploded. It's actually been a steady growth since 2006. I brought up the IAB Podcast Measurement Technical Guidelines 2.0 that are redefining what downloads are for some companies. I actually mentioned that we talk about this on Better Podcasting all the time because we do, because we want to know where the industry is going for hobby podcasts. And then I even brought up the recent purchase of Pocket Cast by that group of radio stations and podcasting companies as a direct example of what he was talking about, or he or she, I actually don't know who wrote this, as a direct example of closing the media off to down to a certain distribution channel. So yeah, this is not just us. Other people are noticing this as well. I'm just wanting to bring this up because I want you as a hobby podcaster, if you're listening to this show, we define you as a hobby podcaster. And if you're a business podcaster, you just enjoy our content. Thank you very much for listening. But if you are listening to the show and you are a hobby podcaster, you kind of need to know what the industry is doing around you. Otherwise, the industry will change. We said it before, the industry will change and you will not know what has happened. In two instances last year, what I just said in the post about the IAB guidelines 2.0 that have changed for download statistics. And then also, don't forget, about a year ago, Apple at their 2017 WWDC event redefined what the ID3 tags were for their space. So if you happen to be hosting on, I don't know, SoundCloud, you don't have those ID3 tags available to you because their RSS feed has not been updated. And yet other RSS feeds like Podbean and Libsyn have been updated. So you just need to take a look at what's going on around you and to stay current as long as you can, as long as you're not priced out of the market.
Absolutely. And I got to say, like, from a lot of the questions that were asked and everything, I think it's a little naive for us to think that there won't be an increase in paywall. You see this with a lot of things in elsewhere in our lives. Like, we've seen that even with radio, where all of a sudden there's been subscription services. We've seen that now with television and other movie streaming services. And so I think it's natural to think that there will eventually be an increase in paywall. But is it going to be everybody paywalls? I don't know. I'm not going to say yes or no. I think if we look at the way that digital downloads are happening with movies now, is they're getting released earlier than the physical release. So it shows that you don't really know what happens. A few years ago, people would have been saying, there's no way. Well, as soon as movies hit home release, they'll hit home release. It won't just make it so that you can get it in advance by digital. But now that's where we're at. So I think that it just shows that society evolves. And ultimately, as something grows and there is a potential marketing base, yes, of course, you're going to see an increase in paywalls. People want to make that money. I like to keep in touch with all of this stuff because then, like I said, I know how I fit into it all, but I'm not waving the flag now, being afraid and running away scared. Well, not least not from podcasting. I run away scared from lots of other things, though.
Including the beardless SP, I'll bet. So I have a little bit of a disagreement with the paywall thing. And my disagreement there is if your listener base doesn't know who you are, they're not going to pay for the product. Right. So you have to have a free version of the product out there, whether that's 10 episodes that are free in your RSS feed, whether that's 25, whether that's your entire content and you do additional content through Patreon or another paywall service. Those are the things that you would have to do, but you have to give away some sort of free broadcast in order to get a larger audience. Take a look at any paywall service, and with the exception of maybe some Netflix series that have gone viral, you end up going down rather than up. So YouTube videos, there's a great example. If your channel is open for everyone, you can gain more subscribers. But if you hide all your videos behind a paywall, you're not going to get new subscribers. Nobody's going to know what you're actually doing and if it's worth it or not. It might work for a little bit, but it's not going to work in perpetuity.
Yeah, and I should clarify, when I say an increase in paywall, I just mean like throughout the podcast society. So you're taking your bigger podcasts that do have that notability, that have the word of mouth, that don't need that preview that you're speaking of, those people might start to paywall it, I think. And I think that you hit it on the head with the Netflix example, where there are successful shows. Heck, even if you take a look at stuff like CBS All Access, there are some people who are paying for that sort of stuff as well. You know, it's not the big movement that they want, but you know, there's enough discussion that they didn't need to give away a whole bunch for free. So I think that you're going to see some of those bigger players do that. But for smaller players, yeah, no, let me make that clear. I don't think that all of a sudden smaller players are going to be like, yes, I'm starting this brand new podcast today and it will be behind a paywall. I don't think that that's plausible. But I do think that these bigger conglomerates will probably just, if they've got the word of mouth, why would they not? You know, we see it in television.
There are some examples of positive movements for podcasts that are doing stuff behind paywalls like Patreon, because what they're doing is they're creating a community back there. They're giving away free content, but the extras that are behind the wall, you get really engaged people for your podcast. You get people that just want to support you, but people actually want to interact with you, and they might actually have good information to exchange with you. Giving an example, there's a YouTube channel that I watch, which is actually in your neck of the woods, by the way. It's called Sink or Swim, and this guy actually rebuilding this wooden catamaran from the 1960s. It's actually sailed around the world, but it's basically been rowed hard and put away wet, literally, and he's having to rebuild the whole thing, and people are actually interacting with him on his Patreon, telling him about his design choices, because he's actually redesigning the ship a little bit as he's going along. Or boat, I guess. It's not big enough to call a ship anyway, sailboat, a catamaran. He's rebuilding it. And if he needs help with a design choice, he can go to his Patreon supporters real time, basically, and say, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think about it? And he doesn't have to wait for him to produce a product for it to get out there, and a good product in his actual normal line, and for that to get back. So yeah, the Sink or Swim, I think, is a great example of a Patreon community that is actually helping it out. It's amazing stuff, Stephen.
Very cool.
I got to send you the link. So I know, I think I wanted to before and didn't, but it's an amazing thing. And the Patreon group is very supportive. So yeah, from that perspective, I can see it really working for the hobbyist.
Yeah. So let us know what your thoughts are on that. Do you think, do you agree with any of what was said in what SP read out? Do you think that it's all wrong information? Tell us, what are your thoughts about the future of podcasting? And let us know through any of the ways you can reach us at BetterPod on Twitter. You can go ahead and find us at facebook.com/BetterPodcasting, or head on over to BetterPodcasting.com and comment there. But let's go ahead and move into the Better Pod Back, where I have a fun little story to recap with our wonderful friend, Emily Prokop. Let's do that. All right, before we get to that recap, let's take an email that we had to push off from last week from Johnny Pennington. Now, this is a little bit of a lengthy one, so I know SP was just doing a lot of talking and reading there, so I'll go ahead and start us off and at one point turn it over to Stargate Pioneer to read. So let's go ahead and go. Johnny Pennington said, "Hey, guys! Seeing SP once again having to shave his beard to deal with his yearly allergy trauma was just too much. All of us in the Better Podcasting audience sympathize with him and feel his pain. It just almost makes one want to cry. Like I said, almost. So I decided not to cry, but to see if I couldn't help him find a cure for his ailment. The internet seems to have an answer for almost anything nowadays, so I decided that I would do some research in his dreaded allergy cycle, but to no avail. It seems that SP is forever cursed, so sad. But not all is lost. Even though a cure was not to be found, I stumbled upon some great new information that I'm sure SP would love to share with his millions of faithful fans. By the way, I think that he's downgraded you now, because I think it was billions before. Yeah.
Used to be billions. Yeah. So, well, thanks, Johnny.
Yeah. So obviously SP lost a couple of fans. Anyways, his millions of faithful fans in the Better Podcasting audience. What I stumbled upon was the official birth announcement of Stargate Pioneer in the local newspaper of the village where he was born. It reads, We'd like to welcome to this world a little Stargate pioneer. Since his mother, who wishes to remain anonymous, is overwhelmed with emotion and currently cannot speak, we asked the delivery doctor, Dr. Finkelstein, to make a statement on her behalf. Dr. Finkelstein said, "It was fine. Easy birth for both mother and child. However, the baby SP had not yet cried, so I decided to give the baby a slight smack on the rear to get the baby to cry out, making sure that all was right with the child. Here's where the problem arose. I couldn't figure out exactly which end to swat until luckily I turned the baby around one more time. And there it was, a fully manicured adult-like beard on this newborn child. I was astonished. It was a magnificent beard, one that any adult male would love to grow, and one that everyone there had hoped would never need to be shaved for reasons we would prefer not to discuss. With that being said, we were so happy for this new mother because for as long as her newborn baby has this magnificent beard, she will forever know where to stick the pacifier. But baby SP's mother would have none of it, and as soon as they arrived back home, she shaved that magnificent beard off. After all, he was just a baby and should look like one. With baby Stargate Pioneer now fast asleep in his crib, his mother finally had a chance to relax. She turns around and steps away from her bundle of joy to suddenly hear a loud, violent whoosh sound coming from the crib and a huge thud on the ceiling. She looks up and the now damaged ceiling and she sees SP's pacifier embedded there. The look of shock on her face turns to puzzlement as she ponders, "Now exactly where did I stick that pacifier?" SP, I'll let you read the rest of this.
First of all, Johnny, you're going to have to apologize to my mother.
Finish reading the email.
All right. Thanks, guys, for always having a fun and informative show. That's Better Podcasting starring Stephen John Drew, along with loyal sidekick Stargate Pioneer. That's not contractually right, Johnny. And oh, by the way, Johnny, you're going to have to apologize to my mother. You're going to have to do it. It's going to have to be done.
See, I told you that I would let SP read part of that email.
Yeah, he says, "SPS, SP payback is the dickest." I'm wondering, payback for what? What did I do to you, Johnny, to deserve this?
I think it was to do with your YouTube comment about Johnny, your impression of Johnny a couple episodes back, where you had said to him that he was trying to get my attention. I believe that's what it was you threw the shade first. You threw that shade.
Okay, I don't remember that at all, so...
I think
okay.
He did an impression of him. But in any case, I will gladly welcome an email like this from any listener. So thank you, Johnny, for spending the time on this email. It made me laugh, and of course I had to read it, especially the last part. The last part was the best. Again, Better Podcasting starring Stephen John Drew along with loyal sidekick Stargate Pioneer. So there you go! What do you think about that, SP?
We're going to have a contractual discussion after this podcast.
All right. And finally, in our Better Pod back, let's talk quickly about Twitter and a Twitter conversation I had with wonderful Emily Prokop. That's right. If you're not familiar with Emily Prokop, you should check out The Story Behind Podcast. It is a wonderful podcast. And we've even had Emily Prokop on the show a couple times before. Now, here's the fun part is Emily recently switched from Apple over to Android. Welcome to the light side, Emily.
Emily? Why? You're going to have to tell me why, Emily. I don't understand this.
Naturally, as a professional podcaster, she's encountering all of the wonderful, wacky ways of Google and the world of podcasting. So this week, a couple weeks ago, I ended up having a conversation with Emily about how she was making with her transition. And what ended up happening was she couldn't find the official GunnaGeek.com show in the podcast search. So she had searched. Now, this was the weird thing, was she sent us a screenshot of her search for the Gunna Geek show. And in there showed up a whole bunch of random feeds. There was one that said, "Ignore this." There was one that said Gunna Geek show, and it had one episode, and it said the author was Stargate Pioneer. And then there was a whole Gunna Geek show that was the network episodes. It was bizarre. Well, After a bit of a discussion with Emily, I found out that the way that she was originally searching here was through the new podcast section that we talked about a month ago through Google. You know how there's that Google search capability? If you go into the Google search 6.5 or higher and you type in into a search, you'll see the podcast display below. Well, if you go into those settings, there's an option to add a podcast icon to your homepage, which I didn't know about. So thank you for that, Emily. So there you go. You can go ahead and do that. Well, that podcast icon is essentially a shortcut to the podcast section of Google search. So when you do that, it's operating like basically a shortcut to the Google podcast experience through Google search. Now, this is important to note because the Google search stuff is basically all streaming. Any of that stuff that you see when you pull up is not generally downloaded like you usually see with a podcast player. So in there was showing all of these Google indexed links that came from the Gonna Geek website. So as the Gonna Geek webmaster, I need to now go in and take all of these extra URLs that PowerPress is generating that I've made and I've set up and I've tried to hide, but Google, being the smart Google it is, went and found all these things. I need to go in and, as the webmaster, put a couple of things in there to decline that. As for Spreaker, now SP and I have to decide, are we going to leave that up there so someone who might be using this is going to see that and they're just going to get the last raw recording of the Gonna Geek Show, or are we going to have to pull that down? So this is a great example that I wanted to bring up of the way that the Google podcast platform is still really up in the air, because this is separate than the Google Play podcast that we've all been talking about for 2 years. That is all under the Google Play Music app. You go in there, it acts just like a regular podcast app, a very limited podcast app that I don't personally recommend, but it acts like that. It's not streaming, it's not doing all that other stuff. That is all that Google Play directory stuff that we've talked about over the last couple of years, as opposed to that podcast shortcut that is generated from the Google search. And this also, of course, is a directory problem, because if you're using that Google search version, you don't know what's coming up. Is it what you're supposed to be getting, or is it something that the creepy Google has managed to find like it did on the Gonna Geek site? Or is it something more that you want to be finding what people have actually submitted, like we've seen with iTunes and we've seen with Google Play Music? And then, of course, you want to use the Google Music podcast app. So really, I guess, a very split and different experience. And I didn't even realize this because I've been so in Android for a while. Some of these new things are hard for me to find because I'm so set up in Android. So as someone new coming into Android, like Emily was, she found some of these things. And so I wanted to bring that up here because we had quite a interaction on Twitter about this. So thank you. Thank you very much for that, Emily.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, with the app, what we're talking about is the Google search on a mobile device. So don't try to do this on your Chromebook or your Windows machine or even your MacBook. Don't try to do it, because it doesn't work. It is literally the specific Google search version 6.5 or higher on the Android mobile device. And second of all, I just want to known on record that Steven has published something to the interwebs which says, ignore this, Gonna Geek Network.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the story behind that, just so people are wondering. When we made the transition to PowerPress a while back, I had to do a conversion from what I was using at the time, which was PodPress. And in there, it detected some duplicates. So I had to go and I could only put them into one category, one channel, one podcast channel in PowerPress. Those of you who use PowerPress know what I'm talking about. So those are the ones that had duplicates. I had to put in something else. So I just put ignore this, because every time that someone goes and posts something on the Gonna Geek site that has that, I wanted to make sure that they knew to ignore that box. And now apparently Google has indexed it as ignore this.
Ignore this. Yep. Ignore Gonna Geek.
That's my mission. That's my personal life mission. Ignore this. There you go. I went full circle. So if you got something you want to send to us, please get in touch with us through any of the ways. We do appreciate your feedback, and go ahead and send us a video clip if you'd like. I know we had a couple last week and we do really appreciate those that send those in, but we also appreciate every single email that we get as well. So that is going to wrap us up. Before we wrap up officially, I will remind you we're part of the GettaGeek.com network. If you want to check that out, that's GettaGeekNetwork.com. If you've got a geeky show and you want to apply, go to GettaGeek.com/join. There is a review process, and we would be happy to review your show and let you know whether or not we do think that it would be a fit for the network. So for episode number 132 of Better Podcasting, I'm Stephen John Drew saying, I hope that you have a mission for your show and that your life mission is not mine.
And I'm SP saying, my mission is to grow my beard back this fall. See you guys later. Bye.
That's an attainable mission. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Better Podcasting. We want to hear from you. You can find all of our contact information at betterpodcasting.com. If you like the show, please consider giving us a 5-star review in iTunes. We encourage you to check out all of the other geeky podcasts available at gunnageeknetwork.com. This has been a Gunna Geek production. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week.